It's often called the great American novel. Moby Dick is the story of Captain Ahab and his quest for revenge against the great white whale that destroyed his ship and bit off his leg. Herman Melville's dramatic allegory of good and evil, first published in 1851, has all the ingredients of grand opera, and that's what appealed to composer Jake Heggie. When he was approached about writing a work for the Dallas Opera Company, he convinced the artistic director he could turn the epic novel into a navigable three-hour opera.
It's a tremendous adventure story, and it's got real human drama. It makes sense for people to sing rather than say these words because the emotions are so huge, the conflicts are so large and so real.
Like the novel, the opera Moby Dick starts quietly. Brooding music conjures a restless sea. Video projected stars shine against a stark night sky. Constellations morph into navigational routes, which become sailing charts and then form a ship. Award-winning special effects artist Elaine McCarthy, whose credits include the Broadway hits Spamalot and Wicked, as well as operas, says she tried to match her projection design to the story.
It's a very poetic work. And if we went in there and made it, you know, a ship on the stage with a horizon line and a sky and the water, it would have just killed it.
So the stage itself becomes the ship deck with masts, harpoons, and rigging. One of the more literal translations from the novel is Ahab's peg leg. Tenor Ben Heppner has to bend his left leg back while the stage crew ties it up so it's hidden under his long coat with the peg attached at his knee. Heppner says there was no getting away from what, for him, is this opera's biggest challenge.
It hasn't threatened cramp, thank heavens. That was one of those stress dreams that I've had. The show was fine, but when I go out for that last entrance in Act Two that is with Morgan, Starbuck, and then I know from that moment on I'm on stage until the end of the opera, I'm thinking, oh boy, this is going to be difficult.
Heppner says the music was anything but. A favorite scene occurs in Act Two when Ahab almost gives up his chase for Moby Dick. Baritone Morgan Smith, as first mate Starbuck, sings the duet with Heppner. The tranquil scene follows a rough storm before the action again turns turbulent.
I mean, really, you could see the entire opera is kind of this storm, this character spinning out of control, Ahab's madness, descent into madness, Starbuck's descent into disorder, into a world where everything is going against what he knows to be true and right.
The opera tells the story using Herman Melville's words almost verbatim. To a person, the singers praise Heggie's ability to turn the language into music. The composer says Moby Dick forced him to work in a new way.
The combination of the sweep and scope of Melville's language, the beauty of this story, the depth of the characters, all pushed me into a whole new realm of composing and thinking about what music is on the stage.
A lot of times American operas can feel sort of cobbled together, that the music is just sort of kind of laid on top of an existing masterpiece. And they integrated that nicely.
Music critics like James C. Taylor, who writes for Opera Magazine and other publications, felt Heggie hit just the right notes with his interpretation.
It's rare in any new opera for you to sort of lose sight of the fact that you're watching something new and get caught up in the action. And in that fourth scene, both in the way that the libretto was written dramatically and the way the music made those transitions, you were able to follow it as musical drama.
The Dallas Opera co-commissioned Moby Dick with four other companies. The work travels to Australia next year, then moves on to Calgary, Canada, San Diego, and San Francisco. Critic Taylor says he wouldn't be surprised if yet additional companies pick up the opera in years to come and add it to their repertoire. He says a lot of new operas disappear after their world premieres, but this one has legs, or at least one good leg and a very strong peg leg. For VOA News, I'm Bill Ziebel in Dallas.